This is the Final Whistle podcast from the Wrexham AFC media team. The final score, Wrexham 2, Tranmere Rovers 2. I felt before the game this would be a match between two sides that are probably the most likely to challenge for the title. And after that match, I've seen nothing to make me change my mind. Full out crowd at the racecourse, 8,471. Witnessed two strong teams go at each other in a pulsating derby that was full of drama, action and controversy. Both sides unchanged from their victories last weekend, and it was by far Tranmere who made the better start. They penned Wrexham in. Wrexham just couldn't get the ball out. And we're indebted to Chris Dunn that they didn't fall behind sooner. 9th minute, and the on-loan winger, Josh Ginnelly, I never quite fathomed that one out, with a really clean strike from 25 yards through a crowded penalty area. Dunn will have seen it at last moment. It was arrowing into the bottom left corner, and he did brilliantly to lunge across and just get enough on it to push it around the post. But it was a temporary reprieve for Wrexham, who really found themselves penned in by Tranmere's excellent start. And in the 12th minute, Wrexham were behind. A corner controversially awarded. It came when it was a cross from the left-hand side. Dunn had to palm it over his bar as he did so. Andy Cook clearly fouled him, jumping into the keeper. But the referee gave the corner rather than the foul. It was swept in to the D, a penalty area, a penalty spot, nodded down into the goal mouth, and there was Richie Sutton on the turn to hit it into the bottom right corner. Dunn was helpless, and Tranmere were ahead. And Wrexham surely worried after a torrid opening 12 minutes. But what was to come was Wrexham's best spell of the match. Within 102 seconds, they were level, and it was a great goal. Wrexham, straight from the kickoff, were pressuring. And in the end, Scott Bowden dinked a lovely little ball into the edge of the area. Quigley, back to goal, managed to bamboozle Sutton, faking to go to his left and spinning into his right and hitting an excellent left-footed shot into the bottom right corner. A fine goal for Quigley, scored in his debut twice last Saturday, scored in his home debut this time as well. Terrific start to his Wrexham career.
And the restart, it's headed away by McNulty. Kelly, sharp ball out to the right-hand side to Roberts on the halfway line. Wedgbury's inside him. Kelly is inside him, and Kelly pops it back as Raven's taking up a very advanced position. Pearson sees him and chips a good ball to him. Raven brings it down neatly. Nice ball to the corner of the box. Quigley lets Holroyd take over. Breaks in the area. White shirts all around him. Outnumber him though. And Ginnelly clears only as far as Kelly. 25 yards out. Quigley wanted it in early. He squared it instead to Wedgbury. Wedgbury has got Roberts outside him. Threads a more difficult ball. Bowden, lovely flick. Quigley back to goal. 10 yards out. Holds it up beautifully. Turns. Hits it. And scores! What a goal by Quigley! What a response by Wrexham! And Scott Quigley on his home debut scores a screamer!
And Wrexham weren't finished yet. They continued to push on, and within a couple more minutes, they were ahead. Kelly with a corner, swinging it in towards the edge of the six-yard box, and Sutton's very strange opening 17 minutes was completed, having scored and then been turned from the goal. He grabbed hold of Pearson, wrestling him around, and the referee was right on top of it. An easy decision to point to the spot, because Holroyd stepped up, sent Taylor the wrong way. That's 11 goals in his last 9 home games now for Holroyd. Not bad. And
corner, right-hand side. Kelly signals, swoops it into the six-yard box. Pearson's been pulled all over the place. He goes down, and the referee gives it. Penalty! It was blatant. I couldn't understand why the ref took so long, if I'm honest with you.
And there was no doubt in my mind. It was clear from where we're sitting that that was a penalty.
Absolutely. So Holroyd will step up to take it. Taylor on his line. Tommy have protested, but they didn't have enough grounds for protest, in all honesty. Holroyd gets to go ahead, takes it, scores! Sends Taylor the wrong way! What a start to this huge match!
Wrexham 2-1 up, and frankly, well on top. And at that point, you wondered whether Wrexham were going to go on and clinch the game right there and then. They had one more moment of opportunity in that spell. Lovely work by Quigley. 25 yards out, again faking one way then the other, beating his man and squaring it for Kelly, whose 25 yarder was always going over the bar. But Wrexham lost control of the midfield at that point. The midfield started to drop a little bit deeper, and Tranmere got back into it, and for the rest of the half Tranmere were well on top and carving out opportunities, especially from set pieces. A free kick swung in from the left-hand side. Andy Cook rose and met it with a wonderful nailed header 10 yards out into the bottom right corner. It looked like a goal all the way until once more Chris Dunn intervened. Superb lunge to his left and great strong wrists to manage to get his arm round the ball when it seemed to be past him and push the ball clear. The danger wasn't over yet though. soon afterwards, a free kick on the right-hand side, swept by Buxton across the face of goal dangerously. Pearson, under his own bar, could only scuff a clearance straight to Jay Harris, 15 yards out. Glorious opportunity, but he launched it way over the bar. Tranmere, though, were well on top as the half was drawing to an end, and they took the lead a minute into added time, albeit in galling circumstances for Wrexham. Wrexham were made and forced to make a sixth-minute change, which certainly disrupted their plans for the rest of the game. James Jennings went down heavily after a challenge on Ginnelly, and landed on his hip. There certainly wasn't a foul, no fault attached to the Tranmere man, but Jennings received treatment, went off, and the moment he came back on, he was clearly incapable of continuing. In fact, it could have been a very costly moment, because as he was limping around in real pain, Ginnelly ran inside him, great run, and he would have been one-on-one, because Jennings simply couldn't track him, but luckily, Connor Jennings on the other flank couldn't deliver the pass. Whether that was because of really good covering by Sam Wedgbury, or whether it was an act of brotherly love, well, it's probably the former, let's be honest, but he couldn't deliver the pass, and as a result of that, Wrexham weren't punished. But they lost Jennings, and on came, for his debut, his transfer had only been announced an hour before the match, David Raven, ex-Tranmere defender, in fact, but clearly very right-footed, clearly more of a centre-back than a full-back, forced to play at left-back. And he did a decent enough job, to be fair. In fact, he negated the value of Tranmere's diagonals as something they'd like to do, because swinging high balls wasn't so useful when Wrexham had a centre-back in one of the full-back positions. However, he conceded a free kick in the first minute of added time, which, having looked at the videos from two different angles, I think probably was a little bit careless of him, in all honesty, pulling back his man. Free kick level the edge of the box, right-hand side, and it was quality from there on. Adam Buxton has a good delivery from set pieces. He ripped a beauty into the near post, and we all know what Andy Cook is like in the air. He launched himself at it and sent a bullet-like header into the top right corner. A fine equaliser, and Tranmere even had another opportunity in added time to go in ahead. It was a terrific strike by Harris on 25 yards, which took a light deflection and went just wide of the right post. The corner was swung in, and McNulty, on the penalty spot, couldn't control his header and put it over the bar. So at the break, 2-2, and despite the galling lateness of that equaliser, really Wrexham probably a little fortunate to go in level. The second half was a different affair. Wrexham were much better. Came out on the front foot straight away and had Tranmere penned in for long periods of the second half. Soon after the restart, they had an opportunity. Kelly swinging in a good cross. Bowden meeting it with a header. Rhys Taylor, who looked rather more edgy than he did when he was in a Wrexham shirt, fumbling it badly. Manny Smith lunged in to apply the finish. He was just beaten to it by an excellent last-ditch challenge under the bar. The corner then led to some real controversy. Ball swung in, half clears, played back in. Chris Holroyd cutting in from the left-hand side. Was he fouled? At the time, I've got to say, I thought so. He seemed to be pulling his leg back to shoot and seemed to have it nicked away from underneath him. Looking at the replays again from a couple of angles, I'm not sure. Conor Jennings, I think it is, coming in behind him. There's also a man in front of him. He gets a bit physical as well. It's hard to tell, really, whether it was a deliberate foul or not. And I guess, to be fair, in that circumstance, if watching the replays a few times and slowing them down, you can't quite tell, you can understand why the ref didn't give it. Soon afterwards, Wrexham did have another opportunity, mind, and Raven swung the ball into the edge of the area. Quigley did well to make a bit of space for himself, drove in a shot towards the bottom right corner. Taylor got down and pushed it round the post. It was Tranmere who finished the stronger, mind, and they had opportunities. Firstly, a rather silly challenge by Kelly in the D on Norwood, giving away a free kick. Buxton stepping up from 25 yards out and ripping a beauty which went just over the bar. And in the closing stages, James Norwood, who was very quiet, surprisingly quiet considering the form he's been in this season, broke down a left channel just to spot what he likes to be in, one-on-one with Chris Dunn, but for the third time, Dunn did himself proud, stood up, waited until the last moment, and then Norwood forced a hit, it drove it, Norwood saved well. It spanned to Cook in the box, and he hit a hopeful little shot, which deflected off the prone Dunn's feet and spanned towards the goal, but fortunately for Wrexham, Sean Pearson was there to calmly control it and bring the ball away. And in the closing seconds of the game, Wrexham had an opportunity. A ball swung into the box, cleared to Wedgbury, who just put a towering header back into the goal mouth. It was reminiscent of when George Miller nearly scored against Torquay. The ball bounced awkwardly in the box and Taylor backpedaled, waiting for it to arrive for him. Scott Bowden attacked it, couldn't quite make contact with it though, and frustratingly the ball went into the keeper's hands and Wrexham's hopes of a victory in front of the bumper crowd were gone. But it was a quality contest between two good quality sides who clearly are going to be in the mix when it comes to the shake-up for the title. To hear more analysis of the game, I'll hand you over to Callon FM's post-match chat between myself, James Harrison and Andy Parkinson.
Wow, well, it was breathless and it ended all square in the end. A big match, and I suppose, to be fair, Andy, both teams turned up to play, didn't they?
Yes, very much so, and I think both teams will be happy with the point, but also a bit disappointed. I think Wrexham might be, they had their chances, but Tranmere will look back and think, ooh, we could have got something here. So, yeah. As I said, if we'd lost, we'd still be in the race. If we'd won, it wouldn't mean we'd won anything. So a point is, it's another helping hand. So it's interesting, really. It keeps everything alive for both sides, I suppose. But, Wrexham lost the advantage of getting the killer blow in the second half. And I thought they just might. I thought Wrexham might just actually get something from it. But it wasn't to be.
As an improved performance in the second half, I thought the first half, I know they only equalised at added time, but on the balance of play, we were maybe a little bit fortunate to be level, because apart from that 10-minute spell after they scored, we had been on the back foot. Second half, Wrexham did play better, took the game more to Tranmere, didn't create as much, but I think I'll be happier with their performance.
Yeah, I think so. As you say, those 10 minutes, I was really hoping Wrexham would push on, and it didn't really happen. But Tranmere were never going to sort of let Wrexham walk all over them. They're just too big and too strong.
Yeah.
And I think we've seen that. Some interesting things as well around. Well, to be fair, I thought he should have been off the pitch. I think Wrexham will feel denied a penalty as well. But also, you look at some of the chances Tranmere had. They had three or four good chances, and to be fair, I think Dunn's made three or four really good saves.
Well, I was just going to make that point to James, actually, that, Chris Dunn, a couple of key saves, one in the first, one in the second, otherwise Wrexham could have been beaten.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I said in commentary, I'm critical of Chris Dunn at times, especially coming for crosses, but I've always said he's a great shot stopper, and he proved it again today with two vital stops. The one I can think of right-handed diving, and the one that's blocked it in the second half. Both great saves, both needed. Those are certain goals, and he gets there. The goalkeeper at this level, unfortunately, is going to make mistakes at times, but I'll take a great shot stopper of a goalkeeper.
Yeah, the low save from Cook, and Cook nailed that. And
yeah,
then
the header, yeah.
Norwood wants to be running down a left channel, and Dunn stood up and stayed up and was able to block it. And he also alluded to a couple of refereeing decisions as well. I mean, McNulty got booked in added time, but surely should have been booked on the edge of the area at the start of the second half as well. We had a shout for a penalty for Holroyd in the second half. Very late tackle by Harris on Wedgbury, trying to do a phoenix of the flames of when Wedgbury fouled him at Prenton Park. Referee Wrexham may be a little frustrated the decisions didn't go their way in the second half.
Yeah, I think you could say that, but I think overall the draw's fair. Two all's a good result. 4 points from Tranmere this season. They'll be up there challenging. I don't think we can complain. It would have been nice to get 3 points in front of this crowd. It would be nice to go on and in terms of league, but it's important we now go to Gateshead and make sure we get those 3 points in the game that we've got in hand.
That's absolutely right. Wrexham need to build on this result now and get a positive away result. Well, Andy, you get the poison of the match, but there were a few good performances, I think, out there, weren't there?
Yeah, and the sponsor's man of the match was Quigley, but I'm not going to go for him. I'm not going to say he didn't have a bad game. I think he had a really good game, and he's certainly up there. And there's obviously the obvious two, Smith and Pearson at the back had good games. perhaps I was a little bit disappointed for the amount of space given away for Tranmere's second goal. But actually, I'm going to be slightly controversial with my decision and give it to Chris Dunn.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I mean, those two saves, they're terrific. The Cook one, I sort of looked past him, and he did brilliantly to stretch low to his left and stop it. When Cook nailed that header, I just thought, goal. And it was a wonderful stop by him. And like I said, Norwood is great down that channel. He stands the keeper up and slots it past him. And he stood up. And at that late stage, if he hadn't made that save, quite frankly, that definitely would have been, he would have been staring down the barrel, wouldn't he? So yeah. I think that's a perfectly reasonable call. Raven on his debut did all right as well. I mean, he looked out of position and silly maybe giving the goal away for the equaliser, but didn't do so badly.
No, he's had a good game. And he's playing in a position that he's not really here to play.
Yeah, absolutely. And he looks very right-footed, but playing at left back, you can see he wasn't quite right. Frustration that he gave away the free kick, which was a soft one, I think, for the equaliser. But what a delivery and what a header by Cook.
Yeah, and that just really summed up Sutton's game. He had two brilliant moments and three or four dreadful ones.
Yeah, absolutely. So, final score from the racecourse. As in a pulsating derby in front of a full house, both sides, I think, just reaffirming their credentials as title. As title contenders. The final score from the racecourse: Wrexham 2, Tranmere Rovers 2.
This is the Final Whistle podcast from the Wrexham AFC media team.